Oh, I guess I don't need the book.
No, you don't. Because it's you don't need the book and you don't need the guitar. No, nope. So I've got theme music for this
one. Oh shit!
Oh no!
Oh. Put that guitar down, sir. Because today we're not doing just a holiday half pint.
Ooh,
we're not doing Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Ooh.
Today we are doing
Molecast.
Ah!
That's right. The internet's first, only, and best Martin Mole related podcast.
Martin Mole.
Welcome to Molecast.
Oh my god.
Finally.
I've been saying I'm going to Martin Mole it over for fucking years, waiting for this moment.
So on this very special episode, a very special first episode, a very special special, the Martin Molecast.
Yeah.
We're having a Martin Mole quiz.
Yes, I am prepared.
And in classic offbeat Martin Mole fashion, we're not having 5 questions, we're not having 10 questions, no, we're having 6 questions.
It's very easy to evenly, that's fine.
Alright, so shout in when you
I'll
have
just
the
drink my beer the whole time.
Yeah. I'm out of mine.
I don't think he knows anything about Martin Mole either.
I know a few things about Martin Mole.
He's the one that's been wanting to do Martin Mole podcast.
I know enough about Martin Mole that I can say, I'm going to Martin Mole it over.
Yeah.
And I've been literally making that stupid joke since we started this podcast.
I think this is like a reference to like episode 3.
Probably, yeah.
What is
which
it?
No one should listen to.
Question number 1. Name 3 films that Martin Mole has appeared in.
Clue. He's in Clue.
That's one, yeah.
Why am I
you
just thinking
of you know who Martin Mull is?
Barely. Yeah. I don't know if I
but
do.
But you are aware of who he is. Hanging on, letting the contestants...
You can't Google it!
I'm not Googling, I'm IMDBing.
He's Biggie.
That's
going to tell you everything you need to know. That's not going to tell you answer question
number
two.
Is it just movies, not TV?
Yeah, just movies.
Ah, but
only movies.
So Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Arrested Development are not going to help me here.
They're not.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Jingle All the Way. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's a show.
That's a show. We just established that.
Oh, technically, it started as a TV movie. Does that count
the
as a
Ranch.
Movie?
The Ranch. Veep.
Eric, Merck gets a point. What?
That's the only point I'm going to get.
It's Molecast.
I didn't know
you That's how it works.
Oh, god damn it.
In Molecast, you gotta look up the answers.
How did Pokemon Go then?
Okay, I don't know who this guy is. I'm looking at a picture going, I have no idea. That's not
Let
who
me
I...
see. Let me see.
Well, fucking Mole.
Sometimes he has beard, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes he just has a mustache.
Oh, I know.
Oh, he was in...
It was Golden Girls, yeah.
Is he in Roseanne?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He was their boss.
He was their boss at the diner.
Yeah.
100%. I know Mole.
One of the first gay guys on TV.
Yeah,
I feel like that was openly
gay. Character.
He's gotten a much more prolific TV career, so your question was quite a good question, really. It's like, think of but he was Colonel Mustard, am I correct?
You are correct, he was Colonel Mustard.
Well, whatever.
In the Clue movie. Great-ass movie.
Oh, yeah. All right,
question number 2, because this shit's dragging. What is Martin Mole's daughter's name?
Martin.
Nope.
Martini.
Nope.
Tammy.
He Googled.
Bryce Googling.
My Tammy.
You can Google if you want, but you've got 18 seconds.
Load.
Wendy.
Load.
Wendy.
No.
Maggie.
Sandra.
Right,
I got it. Maggie Mole.
Maggie Mole.
Maggie Mole.
Miss Maggie Mole.
Oh, I'm looking at, she's at 3 spouses.
Guess what? I've got his Wikipedia page open. I am prepared.
Okay, you go. I got.
Right. Oh, no. Shouldn't have said anything.
All right, well.
I'm on IMDb, so we'll see.
Question number 3. Yeah, you guys don't know where I got this from.
Yeah.
I could have gotten it from my personal Martin Mole page.
You're the guy.
That's right. I'm Mole Man.
You're the Mole Man.
I am gay for Mole Man. Yeah.
You live underground just collecting for Mole memorabilia. Martin Mole appearances, you sell your Moloids up to capture Martin Mole.
He just comes out of the sewer.
Oh
shit, it's this guy again.
Yeah.
I saw him at the mall. Martin Mole's at the mall. Mom!
They should call Martin Mole.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, sorry.
Alrighty.
This is a stupid one. Question 3. Other than acting, singing, and comedy, what is Martin Mole's passion?
He's a painter.
He is a painter.
And every fucking actor is a painter.
But this guy has so many
galleries.
He's got so
because
many
he's
talents.
An actor.
He's amazing. Actually,
because he's Martin Mole. He's not just an actor.
It was on my phone, but that's actually something that after I said it, I'm like, oh shoot, I already knew that in my brain somewheres. Because apparently I spent some time looking at Martin Mull in my own free time.
You and me both,
as we all should.
Hence the reason I
That's
have,
why you're on the show.
And I
I'm the, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm like the special Martin Mull correspondent on our show.
All right, 2-1. Halfway through. How many times has Mr. Martin Mull been married?
Three. You brought Google into this. You brought looking things up into this.
Yeah.
I am on it.
Wait, sorry.
I had that page open and I saw three. That.
You guys were using Google?
No, I use IMDb.
Yeah, I asked you to use Moogle.
Well, I'm on Moogle. I'm on the Wikipedia.
Muggle? Muggle.
You gotta be on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Where it's all about the M's. Hey, what are you eating over there? Skittles, get the fuck out! Okay, what religion is Mr. Martin Mull?
Christian. Islam. Buddhist.
Dear Lord.
Ohio.
Judges, do we accept Ohio?
Oh, shoot! I found it in my brain because I'm not looking up online. He is an atheist.
That's correct.
Martin Mull is an atheist.
He's an atheist. So it was a trick question.
Yeah.
I am history's greatest monster.
Though.
He's a painter.
From what I understand, he's a very...
Three!
From what I understand, he's a very respectful atheist. Mm-hmm. It's his own personal opinion, and he is very respectful.
Don't fucking apologize for him. Let him do what he's getting. No! Don't explain this shit.
I respect
Why
that.
Would you explain that?
I gotta respect
Why
the mole.
Would you explain
because
that?
Because you respect the mole.
Fuck you.
Respect the mole, but not the bride.
He's not respect him.
Don't all. Respect the wolf.
He's not respect him. All.
I will. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're bridging some gaps now. Is we're what all, we're doing.
We're all friends on the Molecast. Okay. Final question.
Three.
Ah, you're
Wendy.
Close.
Wendy.
How many albums has Martin Mull put out since 1972?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
The answer was 11. Merc wins. Because that one was worth all the points. Because that's how we play it on Molecast.
What?
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Christmas Eve. We'll see you tomorrow for Christmas. In the meantime, mull it over.